26 hours until the showdown in the school library. The Nelson household is tense with expectancy as its hero marshals his forces to meet the challenge. The clock has just struck 6:30.
I can read 50 pages an hour. If the book is, say, 500 pages, it's finished in 10 hours. How many pages in the book? Can you see there?
3,296.
Well, it's probably less than that if you don't count all the footnotes and if you skip the descriptive passages and get right to the dialogue, you see. The second line, I can read as fast as 75 pages an hour. That cuts it down. 75 into 3,290 is 1 and 4. Carry the 7. Time out for dinner. 6.
How's it figure out?
According to these calculations, I'll be finished sometime next Wednesday.
The clock strikes 8. Ozzie's knowledge-hungry mind is eagerly devouring the text of the great book.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, Harriet. Of course, it goes a little slowly at first until you get into it. It's strange there aren't more people interested in this type of thing.
What do you mean?
Well, I noticed the last time this book was borrowed was December 1910.
On page 8? My goodness, the discussion is tomorrow night.
How you doing, Pop?
Pretty good, David. I'm on page 8.
You sure can read fast, Pop.
Well, there's a lot of meat in this stuff once you get into the interesting part. Here, just listen to this. It reads almost like modern fiction. After Herodotus had resided for some 7 or 8 years in Samos, events occurred in his native city which induced him to return thither. The tyranny of this fellow here. had gone from bad to worse, and at last he was expelled. See, now, stuff like that, you just can't put the book down.
I can't even pick it up.
Still wonderful reading. Now look right here. The city of Epidamus stands at the right of the entrance of the Ionic Gulf.
I'll answer it, Mom.
I'll go with you.
Well, Harry, where are you going?
Wait for me. I don't want to hear any more either.
Ricky, you might as well stay here. It won't hurt you to listen to some of this. The place is a colony from Corcyra, founded by Phaleus, the son of Eratoclides, who had been summoned for the purpose from the mother country.
Pop?
Yes?
Isn't it time for me to go to bed?
If you'll just listen carefully, you might find this very, very interesting.
Careful. Out of the way, Ricky.
What's that?
The man from the library brought this over in a jeep.
What in the world is it?
The History of the Peloponnesian Wars by Sir Henry Parkinson.
Well, that's the book I've got here.
No, dear. You've just got volume 1. This is volume 2.
Volume 2? You shouldn't have tried to carry that by yourself, Harry. That's too heavy. Why didn't you let David help you?
David? He's got his hands full with volumes 3 and 4. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, good for you. Page 27 already.
Yeah, but I got a lucky break. I just had 15 pages of maps. And so the Spartans sent to Athens no formal declaration of war, but rather sought to create some specious casus belli. Harriet, would you mind answering the doorbell?
Let's do that.
intending to inflame the existing hostilities against Pericles in Athens by implicating him in the curse pronounced on the murders of Cyclops.
Where's my fellow scout?
Oh, Thorny, what are you doing over here?
Let it never be said old Thornberry didn't come prepared. We got to bone up, Oz. Burn the midnight oil. Where do I put him?
What have you got there?
What have I got? Great thing, pulling me in on that discussion tomorrow night. It's going to be fun, though. There we are. I cleaned out the shelves down at the library. All 8 of them.
8 of what?
The Rover Boys.
Rover Boys?
Well, sure. Miss Fraser called and asked if I'd like to sit in.
And she said the discussion was about the Rover Boys?
Sure.
Well...
Excuse me, dear. Thorny, can you remember exactly what Miss Fraser said to you on the phone?
Why, sure. She said Oz was conducting a discussion on the Rover Boys.
She said Rover Boys?
Let's see. Well, maybe she didn't exactly say Rover Boys, but she said the book I was discussing with Mr. Nelson this afternoon. Well, what else could it be?
Thorny, maybe you'd better sit down.
What's the matter?
Ozzy, you tell him. I'll go make some coffee.
Thorny, old gray-headed friend...
have gray hairs.
You will. Thorny, what do you know about the Peloponnesian Wars?
Oh, I have the layman's knowledge. Absolutely nothing. What's that got to do with the Rover Boys?
The discussion tomorrow night is about the Peloponnesian Wars.
Oz, how can anybody say Peloponnesian into one phone and have it come out of the other phone, Rover Boys?
Calm down, Thorny. You're just getting panicky. All we have to do is read through these 4 fascinating volumes. Here's volume 2. Just prop your feet up on volume 3.
Unsatisfactory character of the Athenian Peloponnesian Coalition.
Skim, Thorny. Forget the fine print.
Oz, it's all fine print.
What have you got there on Callicratidas?
Just a second. Oh, born in volume 2, died in volume 4.
Peloponnesian commanders encouraged their men after this fashion, gathering them. Ended the 4th year of the war, of which Thucydides was the historian.
Well, how's it going, fellas?
No, very nicely.
Well, very interesting, yeah. Once you get into it, it's not bad. Moves right along if you push hard enough.
What's the matter, Harriet?
I think you're a couple of phonies.
Well, Harriet, how can you say a thing like that?
Ask us anything reasonable about the Peloponnesian Wars, and we'll give you the answer like that.
Okay. Who won?
That's not a reasonable question.
She's got a point there, Oz. We better look it up. They might hit us with it tomorrow night.
Wait a minute. Would you stand by for an important announcement?
Like what?
Miss Fraser phoned. The discussion's been called off.
Called off? Oh, what a disappointment. Isn't that awful, Thorny?
Do you think if I coaxed hard enough, I could talk you into going to the Bijou? There's a very good picture.
Oh, I'll get my coat.
Oz, think what you're doing. If we leave this room, we're deserters. Where's your intellectual curiosity?
You don't want to go to the movies? You'd rather stay here?
Well, of course I would. I happen to love literature. I have no desire to go to the Bijou tonight.
It's a very good picture, Thorny.
I know, I've seen it. Now look at this wonderful reading material, Oz. Can you leave this? Think of the adventures that lie between these covers.
Thorny's right, Harriet. I'm afraid my hunger for this good reading is a little stronger.
Are you serious?
Well, of course I am. Shall we begin, Thorny?
We shall. You can read The Rover Boys on Land and Sea. I'll take The Rover Boys in the Mountains.
Are you just coming to bed?
Yes, Harriet. Go back to sleep.
What time is it?
It's pretty late. Darn Thorny, I couldn't get her to go home.
Ozzy, look at the clock. It's 4:15.
darn clock with its luminous face.
Ozzie Nelson, the idea of reading the Rover Boys until almost 5 a.m.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I wanted to quit at 4 o'clock, but Thorny's such a big kid. Well, we settled the argument as to which one is the fun-loving Rover.
Well, please tell me so I can go to sleep with a clear mind.
Well, remember, Thorny said Sam was, and I said Dick was. Thorny was wrong. It was Tom.
Okay, now do you please go to sleep?
Well, who could that be? Hello?
Hello, Oz.
Thorny, what do you want?
I'm having a little trouble. Would you put Harriet on? I want her to talk to my wife.
What's the matter, Thorny?
I don't know, Oz. I keep telling her over and over. But somehow she just won't believe I was up all night with the Rover Boy.
Tune in next week for another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, and starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were David and Ricky Nelson, John Brown, Lois Corbett, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.